filled the room. There was a sound of floorboards being ripped up. And when the mist cleared, I saw...
Why, a vision of my family in the dining room beneath this room.
I wish my beloved husband would return to me.
This is the worst harvest festival ever. All this food and I have no appetite.
Nor do I.
Me neither, though I might have some of that cake.
Poor Pip. He is so sad now.
So wretched.
So delicious. Sorry, I'm talking about the cake.
They weep for me, but why? I'm happy with my money. I need them not.
Really? Yet you yourself weep?
It's hay fever. From all the hay you're wearing.
Sorry.
Honestly, on with your visions, dread spirit.
Actually, there will now be a short interval between visions. Would you like an ice cream?
Yes, please. Hold on, there is no spoon.
It's in the lid.
What's that noise?
It is the visions being prepared.
Would you please take your seats as tonight's visions will recommence in 1 minute.
The mist cleared again, and I beheld a man and a woman in a room with a table and solitary chair.
Behold, harvest festival present, part two. I love this bit.
Such a shame we've only the one chair for our harvest festival feast.
Because of that cruel Mr. Bin, we've had to marry off all our chairs.
Who are these people?
They are humble workers in your bin factory.
I hear the children.
The door to their hovel opened, and the tallest, widest, largest child I had ever seen entered.
Massive Tim.
Hurry, mother. Father.
Where is your crutch, Tim?
It broke when I leaned on it.
These accents. Would a northern father and cockney mother marry and then have a Scottish son?
Do not doubt the visions.
Hello, beloved parents.
Oh, my new Michael, my little pride and joy.
And this one's Irish.
Silence.
As you cough, Michael.
Fine. Almost certainly not deadly.
Let us feast. I shall sit first. Now come, Mother, sit on me.
And Michael, sit on me.
And Tim, on me.
And that's our last chair broken.
Never mind, Father, for we have each other and shall do forever. God bless us, everyone.
Apart from Pip Bean.
Oh, yeah. Your visions cannot harm me, dread spirit.
Behold, harvest festival yet to come.
Oh, harvest festival's not the same without Michael, is it?
What happened to minute Michael? Is he dead? He cannot be.
He'd still be here if it wasn't for Pip Bean.
Yes, because of him we've had to eat our youngest son.
No, this cannot be.
But there is more.
Once more, there was mist and then a terrible scraping sound, as if a large stone was being dragged across the floor. The mist cleared, and I saw a large stone.
It is my gravestone.
Read the inscription.
Here lies Pip Bin, who died ironically consumed by greed, because he was rich but avaricious. And that avarice killed people and ruined lives, and he was selfish and awful, and smelt weird, dressed badly, had hideous breath, touched dogs in odd ways. He was basically yucky and Just gets abusive at the end.
That is your fate, Pip Bin.
No. What must I do? Oh, spirit, how can I redeem my eternal soul?
A check will do.
What?
You're rich, that's the problem. Give it away and you'll be fine.
A check to whom?
We spirits run a charity called the General Business Charity.
I shall make out a check immediately for everything I owe. A small price for my soul.
To save time, you can just put the initials with big gaps between them.
Very well. Pay GB everything and just sign it.
My hand hovered over the check. With a few strokes of the pen, my humanity would be restored. But suddenly...
No, Pipin! Do not sign that check!
But the spirit commands it.
That is no spirit!
Harry advanced on the dread harvest festival-y figure.
Ha-ha.
And pulled on his broccoli beard. It came away, revealing...
Mr. Gently Benevolent!
Curses, I am rumbled.
Then the visions were not real.
Merely second-rate actors.
Charming!
I knew the accents were too widely dispersed to be plausible.
I told you we needed to workshop it more, Benevolent.
Dr. Whackwallop, these visions were all about my money.
I need money for my evil schemes. Alas, I'm finding it very hard to get a job. But I've been dead for so long that there is a massive gap on my CV. This entire scheme was designed to persuade you to give me your money. The torture, your fake rescue by that idiot Harry Biscuit.
You let me rescue him on purpose.
Harry suddenly lunged at Mr. Benevolent, ripped his soup tin hat from his head and started hurling the tins at him and Dr. Whackwallop. They retreated under the soup assault and suddenly...
No! A cockaleeky in the head! Oh! No!
They plunged through a hole in the floor leading directly to my dining room beneath.
Of course, the vision of my dining room was actually my dining room.
When I saw the hole, I immediately hastened to rescue you, pausing only to finish some cake and a whole trifle.
I must lick my wounds. Oxtail, tasty.
Alas, Benevolent, I've been cream of tomatoed and mulligatawnyed even unto death. Oh, dear. Here comes my dying broth.
Oh, well, another evil accomplice dead. Nevertheless, I shall return, Pip-a-bin, and my next scheme will be way more evil and successful and much less dependent on complex psychology and visual effects.
And now I must thank you for saving me, dear Harry.
Dear? That is a word you have not used towards me in a long time, Pip-bin.
Dear husband, Pip, you are unmental once more.
I am as sane as a salamander, dear Ripley.
That most rational of amphibians.
And do you still love money?
No, dear sister. For I have realized that money is the root of much evil, and I fear that as a rich man I have abused and exploited the poor.
Indeed. Though Mr. Benevolent's plan had been evil, it had raised valid moral questions. And I feared that if I did not start using my money for good, my immortal soul would be forfeit.
And did you use your money for good? Did you build huge houses for the poor out of coins? Did you cure all known disease with a magic shilling?
If only it had been that simple. Mr. Benevolent had not finished with me. If you return next week, you will hear how my attempts to use my money for good were nearly foiled, and how the whole of London itself was threatened by his most evil scheme yet.
Bleak Expectations was written by Mark Evans and starred Richard Johnson as Philip Bin, Tom Allen as Young Pip, Anthony Head as Mr. Gently Benevolent, James Barton as Harry Biscuit, Geoffrey Whitehead as Dr. Whackwallop, Sarah Hadland as Wrightby and Lee, Susie Kane as Pipper, and Mark Evans as Sundry Silent Bystanders and Massive Pim. The producer was Gareth Edwards.